We are glad to have you back at the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know it's the beginning of that school session when you hear that school bell. You'll want to get your Bible, which will be your textbook for this Bible school. And this is class session 546. We're in the midst of the study of the history that is in the Old Testament. And we're right now studying the history of Solomon and his reign. And you can kind of divide his life into three phases. There is that young king that prayed for wisdom and was given wisdom. And then we read about Solomon in his prime and in his wealth and his glory. But then we read how that young wise king became a foolish old king, not because he lost his wisdom, but because he did not use it. And he allowed his wives to turn his heart away from God and did not serve God with all his heart, as did David his father. And so is it a tragic spiritual downfall that came to Solomon. But now we're in the midst of a study of his wealth and glory, and we'll be guided through that through Sunday School notes written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of March 23rd, 1924. Now, before we get into those notes, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and then Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And if you live somewhere along that highway between Biola and McMinnville, then you're receiving every other month in your mailbox a copy of a publication called House to House, Heart to Heart. And we send that out to our community because we love our community. And this little publication is filled with good Bible lessons on Wednesday evenings at Rock Cliff beginning at 7 o'clock. We have a special Bible class going on, and we call it Community Heart to Heart Bible Studies. And what we are doing is taking that very publication that you receive in your mail, and we are using that as a guide as we study our Bibles together, reading from that publication, looking at those scriptures, and discussing those things as we go along. And so you will certainly be welcome to that Bible study. But now let's turn back to Elam's notes and see what he has to tell us about Solomon's wealth and glory. The kingdom reached its zenith of the early splendor and glory during Solomon's reign, and from him, and on account of his sins, it began to decline. The text says, "So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom, and all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his tribute, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and raiment, armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots and 12,000 horsemen that he bestowed upon the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And he ruled over all the kings, from the river Euphrates, even into the land of the Philistines, and the border of Egypt. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowlands for abundance. And they brought horses for Solomon out of Egypt, and out of all the lands." 2 Chronicles 9, verses 20 through 23. Besides the temple, Solomon built royal palaces, fortresses, and fortified cities, We read in 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 15 through 24. And this is the reason for the levy which Solomon raised, to build the house of Jehovah, and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, and burned it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwell in the city, and given it for a portion unto his daughter Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and Beth Horon the Nether, and Baalath, and Tamar in the wilderness of the land, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and the cities for his chariots, and the cities for his horsemen. That's what Solomon desired to build for his pleasure in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel were not able to utterly destroy, of them did Solomon raise a levy of bond servants unto this day. But the children of Israel did Solomon make no bond servants, but they were the men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and the rulers of his chariots, and of his horsemen. These were the chief officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, who bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David into her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then did he build Milo. Solomon was 13 years in building his own house. We read about that in 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. And Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he furnished all his house, for he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above over the 45 beams that were upon the pillars, 15 a row. And there were beams in 3 rows, and a window over against window in 3 ranks. And all the doors and posts were made square with beams. And the window was over against the window in 3 ranks, and he made the porch of pillars. The length thereof was 50 cubits. And the breadth thereof 30 cubits, and a porch before them, and pillars, and a threshold before them. And he made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment. And it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. And his house, where he was to dwell, the other court with the porch, was of the like work. He made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken to wife, like unto this porch. Not only that, Solomon planted gardens and groves and orchards and built extensive waterworks. We read about that in his book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and parks, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruit. I made me pools of water to water therefrom the forest where the trees were reared. I brought men servants and maid servants and had servants born in my house. I also had great possessions of herds and flocks above all that were before me in Jerusalem. I gathered me also silver and gold and the treasures of kings and of the provinces. I gat me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men, musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and I increased more than all the people before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me, and whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. for my heart rejoiced because of all my labor, and this was the portion of my labor. Solomon also had widespread commerce over sea and over land. We read in 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 26 through 28. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezon-Geber, which is beside Eloth on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from thence gold 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And 1 Kings 10 and verse 22, the king had a sea of navy at Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once every 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. And in 2 Chronicles 8, verses 17 through 18, then went Solomon to Ezon-Geber and to Eloth on the seashore in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by hands of his servants ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they came with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and fetched from thence 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon. 2 Chronicles 9, 21 through 28. We read, for the king had ships that went to Tarshish with the servants of Hiram. Once every 3 years came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. So Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his tribute, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and raiment, and armor, and spices, and horses, and mules, arrayed year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen that he bestowed in the chariot cities with the king of Jerusalem. And he ruled over all the kings from the river even into the land of the Philistines in the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem to be his stones, and cedars he made to be his sycamore trees that are in the lowlands for abundance. And they brought horses for Solomon out of Egypt and out of all the lands. And to continue reading of Solomon's great glory, let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 13 through 20. Where it says, now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which the traders and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And Solomon made 200 bucklers of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went into one buckler. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 300 shekels of gold went into one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the stays, and 12 lions stood there on one side, and upon the other the 6 steps. And there was not the like made in any kingdom. And all kings Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was as nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. So we see that Solomon was exceeding rich, at least rich in worldly things. But as he became rich in things of the world, he became poor in things of the spirit. We'll continue this in the next class.